It is difficult to fathom the changes that took place in everyday life in the U.S., let alone Hawaii, after December of 1941. Sports took a back seat to the war, of course, yet professional teams still played with depleted ranks. The story of Major League Baseball and World War II is this edition of the American Countryside. The 1942 Rose Bowl was moved to Durham, North Carolina, for fear of a Japanese attack on California. Football and baseball teams saw their ranks depleted by men heading to war. Former New York Yankee and military pilot Jerry Coleman remembers one prime example of American patriotism and its relation to sports.
One of the classics was Bob Feller, the greatest pitcher of his day. 2 days after Pearl Harbor was hit, he joined up and didn't come back for 4 years. Here's a guy, the greatest pitcher in baseball, no question about it. I think he won 270 games. He would have won 400 had he not gone in those 4 years.
The commissioner of baseball sent a letter to the White House before the 1942 season to ask if baseball should be played.
Franklin Roosevelt cleared baseball to continue, but it was so diluted from the regular players, most of them ended up in the service and, if not volunteering, were drafted.
Jerry spent 1942 playing minor league baseball in the Yankees organization before he could enter the Navy later that year. He became a pilot and saw plenty of action in the Pacific.
I flew a total of 57 missions in World War II in dive bombers, and we were the first close air support unit ever used by the Marines.
He returned to the baseball field after the war. He remembers 1946 being an unusual season.
Nobody knew anybody. We all showed up. We went to spring training about 170 people in spring training alone and ended up in these various teams, A, B, C, D, and down the line.
He played his first full major league season in 1949, and the Yankees would win the next 5 World Series. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.